The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
I guess we should all hope that we're this badass once we're this old and our kids ship us off to a home.
Oh, yeah.
Because the staff at a nursing home in Germany panicked late Friday night. Two of their old men had escaped.
We are blowing this turkey stand. I can't take it anymore. I've called an Uber. Let's make the break for it. It's about time. The time is nigh.
The nursing home called the police.
Yeah.
The cops, they found the guys hours later. Where were they? At a heavy metal concert.
Are you ready for this? I got us two tickets to the Judas Priest show. To see the heterosexual stylings.
Now, not just any heavy metal concert, the Wacken Festival.
The Wacken Festival?
Wacken Fest.
Wacken Fest.
Wacken Fest.
It's the world's biggest heavy metal festival in Schleswig-Holstein, Germany.
We are headed to Schleswig-Holstein.
Schleswig-Holstein.
That's right, but be quiet. We cannot let them know that we escaped. I'm old. I'm so old in German. Old in German. We are going to a festival.
The bands this year included Judas Priest.
Hellbent. Hellbent for leather. Hellbent for leather. Ride your motorcycle out on the stage, Rob Halford. Your steel beast. Just slays it with the women.
Can you see them there just loving? They love this song and it comes on.
I bet thousands of chicks banged him. That's right. Look at him in that leather vest. So straight. I've never seen a straighter man. There has never been one. I'm so glad we got out. Streak of fire as he strikes. Yes, that's my favorite part. Here it comes. Are you ready? Hellbent! Hellbent for leather! Hellbent! Hellbent for leather!
This was the best idea ever.
I started up during snack times the other day. I was eating bratwurst, and I thought, what do we need? We need to get out of here. Tried to troll for some chicks.
You are right.
I am right. I'm always right. But they never listen at the home. Here we go. Hellbent. Hellbent for leather.
Oh,
my chest. Are you all right? Is this the big one?
No.
Is it the big one?
No, I just need my pill.
Okay, here you go. Oh, wait a minute. That was one of the festival pills.
Oh,
you're going to have a wild time.
That's exactly what happened.
No way.
When the cops found the men,
yeah,
they were disoriented, dazed, and appeared to be under the influence of something.
Yes.
These guys are quite high.
And they did not want to leave.
You'll have to kill us to take us out of here. You understand this? I'm not going back there to play bingo. Then Rob Halford and the boys of Priest are doing their thing up there at Wacken Fest. It's the Wacken Festival. We are not leaving. He's on Molly.
Touch me.
All right, I'll touch him.
Touch
one more time.
Skins.
Don't do it too much. He gets
Hello,
too excited.
Ladies.
Oh, he's got Viagra.
Viagra. Unfortunately for them,
did they die?
The cops made them go back home.
How,
no.
How did they get tickets? How did they get there? There were so many questions. They had to have people.
I did it
from
all on my jitterbug on the apps. Just the apps I got on the jitterbug. And then
God you have that jitterbug.
I know. It was so easy. And then I ordered the Uber, which they didn't know I had Uber.
Usually not with it enough in a nursing home to be able to do all this. It's crazy.
They don't expect
They
you.
Busted out of the
How
home.
How old were they?
They were in their late 70s, they say.
What?
And they got to the Wacken, and so it was Judas Priest, Vince Neil, and hundreds more bands there.
Vince Neil! Vince Neil!
Well, they had a good night.
No, they had a great night.
Wacken Festival. Wacken.
I'm trying to
Festival.
See. I want to see who was at this.
That's
the Wacken. The Wacken Open Air Festival.
This reminds me of the time I saw Anwol. Anwol.
Danzig.
Anwol.
Yeah, Anwol.
Anwol.
Danzig was there?
Mm-hmm.
Danzig was there.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Eskimo Callboy.
Well, I love them.
Blood-sucking zombies.
Of
Acoustic
course.
Steel.
The rest of
There's
the
a
bands
lot of
I've never.
There's like Cantera.
Yeah. Ailstorm.
Ailstorm.
Which is not quite Hailstorm.
Okay,
no.
Okay.
Do we want to go see Converge?
Of course.
Oh, yes. My God. I just saw the OOL on Duel.
There's Duel. It's not Tool. What? It's Duel.
It's pants. Duel.
Duel is here.
Duel is about to go on. Stinkfist. I hope they play Stinkfist.
Ghost played there.
I got Fozzy.
So, yeah, there's Fozzy. Some of those bands I've heard of.
Some, but then a lot of tribute bands.
Helmet.
Helloween!
Oh, like that's some. There's some sweet old school metal.
Yeah.
Going on there.
John Dewa and the Rockets of Love.
Norkator.
Bohemoth.
Lee Aaron. Mr. Big, Nazareth.
I love some Nazareth.
Night Demon.
Now you're messing with the son of a bitch.
Oh, yes.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's no, it's the Pipers. The Pipers.
It's the Red Hot Chili Pipers. That's
what you almost fell for it.
It's the Red Hot Chili Pipers, not the Peppers.
Sandwich Messiah!
Stiff Little Fingers.
There's a lot of bands.
Steel Panther.
Well, it's 3 days.
It's Wacken Festival.
The Wacken.
Wacken Fest.
Wow.
Here he comes!
It's him! It's Vince Neil!
Vince Neil!
Vince Neil! At Wacken Festival! Vincent!
Oh, there you
Kick go. Start my heart.
Those guys. Yeah. At least they had one good night, right?
Yeah.
They had one.
Don't kickstart my heart. This song may took on a whole new meaning once I got in the home.
Pacemaker, kick and start my heart.
Sing it, Wins. We're the same age.
Drunk, high on speed. Drunk for me on my heart. Oh, God, here goes my heart.
I changed the song.
You're basically Nikki Sixx.
Drunk for me. Always getting high on that 1, 2, 3, something. I don't Where? Look out! Kickstart my heart!
Seriously, right, somebody do it. My heart. They better kickstart his heart.
Ooh, are you ready now? Whoa! Yay!
Sing it with!
Kickstart my heart, I hope it starts!
Every day you Whoa. Hope it starts.
Yeah!
Wacken Festival.
Wacken Fest.
Thanks for taking me, German guy.
You're welcome, American friend in my...
Oh, boy!
A retirement home out of Schlossen Flossen.
I never knew Wacken was so cool.
It is. It's so much music.
They're safe. They're good. And they had one, at least one great kick-ass.
You know
together.
What? Thank God.
Right, they should let
like,
them
honestly,
do that.
When I saw this on Twitter that, you know, they did this, these old dudes. And I was like, well, thank God, because they'd be just in a stupid little room.
Right.
You know, no one's going to take them to Wacken.
To be able to do it.
No one's taking them to Wacken Fest.
No.
Someone must take it into our own hands.
Someone asked, did they mosh and crowd surf? I hope not. That's how you
Probably
break
not.
Hips.
No,
we have nice lawn chairs. We can see Wince. Everything
said,
is fine.
Someone said Ailstorm is pirate metal.
Is it?
Hmm.
Man, you there was a ton of text about Ailstorm there.
Pirate metal
band. Heavy metal pirate music. Heavy metal cool. pirate music.
Yeah, people like them. A lot.
Ailstorm. Is that
all
one word. It's like Ailstorm, just no H.
Just be careful because somebody just said they're not very radio friendly.
Yeah. Well, look at the one song.
One's called Effed with an Anchor.
Yes. Well, if you can't trust pirate metal.
What can you trust?
Yeah. What kind of goddamn time are we living in?
I don't know.
Look up Alestorm when you get a chance.
All the other residents were probably jealous, though, if they came back.
Of course.
And they were like,
you were here with the popsicle sticks and making the crafts, and you guys went to Wacken Festival?
All I did was play checkers all day.
That's not fair. I watched Jeopardy.
Yeah, not as much fun.
It is too bad there isn't. Is there a place you can go if you're an old guy, but you're also metal?
Like
you're old.
No.
But you're metal.
No, but they had that old people. Remember the concert? That concert in California, I think, where they geared it towards old people?
They like ended it early.
Oh, yeah.
They had lots of seating.
I think
and
they lost
areas.
Their ass on that thing, though.
They did.
Yeah, because they were like,
they put it out in Coachella, or like in the middle of the desert, didn't they?
Right.
Wasn't it at the same place?
It's too dry.
Yeah. It was like, no, you got to put it.
You can't do that. All right, so from cool old guys to this guy who's not so cool, who is our pervert of the day here.
Dave and Chuck the Freak's pervert of the day.
Our pervert of the day is a Florida man from Tallahassee. He has been arrested after being busted on camera putting a white bodily fluid into his co-worker's water mug. Robert Tyson is his name. He's a 62-year-old guy just busted by the Tallahassee Police Department.
What's the big whoop?
Officers were called to the Center for Dermatology in response to a criminal complaint. They made contact with the victim, who said her co-worker Tyson was jerking off in her water mug.
What does Tyson do at the dermatology center? What's his job?
He looks like he's just got a cleaner or something. I don't know.
Oh, maybe he's a janitor.
The victim told officers she brought a mug filled with water to work. She was drinking water from the mug throughout the morning.
Oh, no.
Listen.
Why?
Then she became aware of a white-colored mucus floating at the top.
Yiz and vada.
That's mine.
Is it?
Ugh.
Sorry.
She then believed the bodily fluid was placed in her water mug while it was unattended. And she had remembered a similar incident of finding something in her water before. She tasted something before, then saw the white-colored mucus substance floating in her drink.
Because doesn't that stuff mostly, like, dissipate, though? Like, you wouldn't...
I don't know. According to American Pie, it kind of dipped down a little bit and sort of...
Okay.
So he was caught on
camera?
An
experiment.
She and another employee reviewed...
Like a jellyfish.
Yeah. They reviewed the security footage, and they saw Tyson enter her office and put something in her mug. He was fired that same day. The cops went to Tyson's home to speak with him, but he chose not to make a statement. A week later, officers followed up. They followed up with the victim, who suspected the motive was Tyson didn't think she was a great office manager. He sent several letters to her indicating he was not satisfied with her management style. Officers then reviewed the video footage. It showed Tyson clearly pouring bodily fluid into her mug.
So he didn't produce it there.
Wasn't a fresh batch.
Yeah.
Then Tyson admitted his guilt. In an email, he said, "I'm attaching a letter of admission of guilt. I want to end this matter quickly. I pray it will. My life is a total wreck now."
I bet he, collected.
Oh, had like a jug of it.
For a while.
You gotta see
his picture.
Because,
Robert's good old-fashioned revenge elixir.
He looks like... if things went wrong for Hulk Hogan.
Really? Well,
yeah.
If Hulk Hogan had a much rougher life, he'd look like this.
I want to know what his position was there.
I just tell you, you can take one look at that guy, and you know you don't leave your water around.
No, you don't.
No.
No matter what.
It doesn't say what he did there. At
no one should leave their water
Center
just
for
lying
Dermatology.
No. Anywhere.
That's how you get yizzing.
He's definitely not working on
There's
no
way. He can't be doing anything
professional.
He's the janitor. Yeah. He's got to be the janitor.
Yeah, he's off the wastebasket.
Yeah.
We got to tweet this story out so you guys can see what this guy looks like, but guard your water mug.
Mm-hmm.
Especially around creepy
looking,
Hulk Hogan looking guys.
Stuff that girls have to deal with. Watch out for. Mind you, he didn't do it because
Yeah, he would have done it to a guy just the same.
Mm-hmm. That's the twist, right? It wasn't a sexual thing. It was a pissed off thing.
Yeah.
He will drink my seed.
Ooh.
Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck if you want to see what that guy looks like. Twitter.com/
I hope you don't make me mad, Dave.
You're an idiot, Chuck. You really are.
Keep
my water close.
You like your coffee strong.
Yeah, strong and semen free. No, I don't take cream in my coffee.
Covers up a lot.
Oh.
It's horrible. What a horrible thing to say to someone.
It is. Yep. Yeah.
It is.
I always take a real strong look at all my drinks before I drink them.
That's smart.
See, make sure there's no yizz.
That is smart.
Give it a full yizz inspection.
I do. I'm like, no.
All right, listen, we've all been there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Where? We've all been in a situation where we had to poop real bad.
Yeah.
And things got crazy.
Almost every day.
And this guy, yesterday
for me.
Some of us made it. Some of us didn't, Chuck, right? You?
I made it yesterday.
Okay, that's good. Cops in Yakima, Washington saw a 32-year-old guy named Marlo Onley blow through a stop sign the other day. They tried to pull him over, but he wouldn't stop. So it turned into a high-speed chase in the middle of a residential area. And he refused to slow down until he finally lost control and crashed into an abandoned house. After that, he took off on foot, but they caught him. And when they asked why he ran, he said he did not have a choice. He was in the middle of an emergency bathroom situation. He had to poop so bad he couldn't stop.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, a bathroom emergency does not qualify as a real emergency. So he also claimed that his car's brakes didn't work at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
The cops didn't buy it, though. They arrested him. No word on how long he had to wait before he finally got to use the bathroom. What do you do? Chuck, you're in that moment, which you've had many times, where your butthole barely can wait till you get home. And a cop pulls up behind you. You are close to home.
I poop my pants.
You pull over and poop.
I pull over, I poop my pants, and then when he's like, dude, what were you, do you know how fast you were going? I'm like, do you smell poop right now?
No. Yeah.
That's because you stopped me, and I was going to poop my pants. Like, you're better to stop and poop your pants, and then maybe you won't get a ticket.
Yeah.
You know.
That's your only course of action, really, running from the police.
That just is just a bad idea in every way.
No.
So you'd rather poop in your own car than get a ticket?
Right in my pants.
You're going to poop in your pants no matter what when they get you. Give you a couple.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess you risk being shot.
You sure do. It's not advisable to run from the cops. Maybe if the cop came up to you, and I think it wouldn't go down if you're like, hey. No, they never would do it. They'd never let you go.
Listen, I know they say it's the number one excuse when they pull people over as to why they were speeding. It's like stomach issues.
Oh, is
people use it. Some are legit, I guess. Mm. And some, of course, are just saying, listen, I have to go to the bathroom so bad. But has any cop pulled someone over where they actually pooped their pants? I'm sure that's out there.
I guarantee
you,
they
you
have.
You can be anonymous. You can ask for voice changing technology. But have you pulled someone over? They were having a bathroom emergency when you pulled them over and they just pooped themselves. 1-855-954-6969. Are you lenient? If you were an officer, Chuck, Officer Chuck pulls someone over.
Yeah.
You get up to the window and they're like, I have the bubble guts and I literally just pooped myself when you pulled me over. Do you give them a ticket or do you just say, get the hell out of here?
If I can smell it, I might say, get out of here, depending on how fast they were going. Mind you, I was watching that live PD and I watched them pull a chick over. It was in, I think it was in Arizona. Pulled a girl over. She was in a car with three other people. They're doing a check. She walked to the front of the car, squatted, and took a deuce.
Mm.
Oh.
Right in front of her own car. And the cop was like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
And she was like, I had to go. She was like, I had to go.
Then you face a bunch of different charges for that, right? Now you've...
I would assume. I mean, you know, I don't even know.
I think cops see more people poop their pants than we could ever imagine.
That's what I think, too.
You think it's that common?
I think it's like...
I think that a lot... Some drugs out there...
cause you to poop yourself?
Well, just you're in an all... Like a you know, like... Mm. When you're nude, and yeah. then you poop.
Yeah. Officer Andy and Lisa.
Oh, let him go. Listen, we haven't seen anybody poop their pants because we don't. We pull people over and then just let them go because it just sets them on the right path.
Yeah.
Jake's
with us
here. You
just get close to the window and you're like, did you poop? You did go.
I'm holding my gun at him.
You poop! You poop!
Jake, good morning. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. How you doing?
Good. Penis.
Penis. What happened?
Hey, I was making a right on red. I had to get off the expressway because I had a code brown and made a right on red. Did the popo check? Didn't see anything. Well, I ended up turning out right in front of a red undercover cop. He pulled me over. Said, "You know, you're not supposed to make a code or a right turn there." And I said, "Yeah." And he asked me why. I looked a little nervous, and I said, "I got a code brown, officer. I really got to go." He ended up giving me an impeding traffic, but I made it to a Qdoba and tore that bathroom up.
Yeah, well, thank God you made it somewhere.
This one said, I got pulled over when I had to take a dump. The cop actually followed me to the nearest gas station. Well, you just go into the gas station. I guess he was proving that he had to go?
Or he was helping him get there with haste.
Oh, like I get a police escort then? I'd like a police escort for my ass.
Yeah,
it's
embarrassing
when you have a police escort. On top of everything
I wish I had one every time I had a police escort. I wish every time I pooped, it looked like the president was in town.
Listen, I don't think women
get him
the
through
same.
Here. Get him through.
I'll tell you what, my dad's dad, the Bryster's dad, was in so many bar fights that every cop in the city knew him. And when he died, the funeral actually had police escorts. So like every time, they loved him. So even though like he was a huge pain in their ass, they were blocking streets and stuff. And I'll tell you, when cops are blocking streets for you, that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Police escort is pretty sweet.
It's real sweet.
Absolutely. Someone said, my friends who are officers say, even if you've pooped your pants and they've seen it before, you'll still get a speeding ticket. Someone said, my best friend's dad owned a Lamborghini. He had to go. He was speeding. Cop pulled him over. He pooped right in his seat in the Lamborghini.
Yep.
He was let go, though.
Yeah, that's like a bucket type seat, too, right? So that really
collects.
Squishes in there.
Stayed right there.
Yeah. Dave. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You were in this situation.
Yeah, I was driving out 94, and I was going about 95.
Hey, you pooped your pants. Anyway, the cop let him go.
Yeah. I've never heard such a... That's the funniest correction of anybody I've ever heard Dave do.
Hey! Seriously!
He's very fatherly.
It's like he's talking to a four-year-old.
You pooped your pants.
You didn't. Your pants. You pooped your pants.
You pooped your pants. You understand? Talk like an adult. You don't use those words. Be a gentleman. Hey, when you grow up and you're going to call into some radio show and talk about the fact that you had some feces in your underwear, you say poop. You say poop. Hey, we're running a tight ship here. You say poop your pants. You understand?
Well, come on.
That was funny.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Darren, you were the pooper.
Yes.
And did you get a ticket? Explain to us what happened. And say poop.
Yes, I did poop, and I got a ticket.
Oh, you did get a ticket?
Oh, wow.
Yes, I did get a ticket, and I was so nervous. I told him, I said, officer, I had diarrhea.
He's like, people are laughing at it.
And did you, could he smell it?
I was so nervous. It might have even had corn in it for the next day.
Oh, God! Darren! Stop it! Go to your room!
He was like, yep, I pooped him. And I got a ticket for
pooping in my butt.
Oh, this is bad.
He did. I mean, he had the giggles.
There was no cop involved here. So imagine this is Chuck and Lisa. I had to give a female coworker a ride home one time.
Don't worry, Lisa. I got you.
About 10 minutes. 10 minutes from her place, I feel a rumbling.
Oh, thank God it's Chuck and not me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lisa.
I thought that was the way the story would go.
Lisa, get up.
No, he said, I realized what was happening, so I started driving faster.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, as I turned just on her street, I pooped myself.
Oh, my God.
Get out of the car!
I pulled into the driveway.
Oh, Lisa.
She just said nothing and got out of the car. She quit 2 days later.
Oh, yeah. You can't recover from that.
No. One of you has to go at that point.
Yeah.
And Chuck could probably get over it, but...
Mm.
Oh, man. Just thank God you just would... That this wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine pooping in front of Lisa.
No, my God. That. Listen, I would jump out of the car and roll into a ditch.
If it's either I'm going to poop in the car with Lisa,
right,
or I've got her just
Dave,
bail.
What happened?
No, you know what I would have done? I would have just given her the keys. I would have given her the keys. I would have said, here's the deal.
Yeah, don't kill me. Just poop yourself before you kill me.
Take
don't
the
jump
keys.
Jump out of the car.
I want you to drive around the block 4 times. I will emerge.
This guy got into a high speed chase because he really needed to poop, and we were asking if there were any cops. What do they do in that situation? Do you write a ticket if someone poops themselves, or do you let them go? Someone said, I once got pulled over about a block from my house. It was my wife who really needed to go, and I explained it to the cop. I gave him my driver's license, said, please, listen, just follow me. She's really got to go. Well, he followed us for about a block, and then he let us go.
Mm. Huh.
So blame it on your lady. Mm. Lady, sometimes you got to take the fall for us.
I'll tell you what, you better have the right lady.
This guy said, yeah. I'm currently on my way to work holding back a monster in my beehole, and I'm stuck behind the slowest drivers alive.
Every
the
time.
End of my story is unclear, but I don't like my odds. Oh, no. Oh. My aunt got pulled over a few blocks from her house with a code brown, and she did poop herself and start crying. The cop just walked away.
Yeah.
Came at him.
And that's exactly what I would do. I would just poop them and cry and then hope to God at least I don't have a ticket out of this deal and I'm not like the guy with the giggles who gets both.
Devin.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. You're a truck driver.
So I'm a truck driver and I'm out in Howell right now and I actually just pooped my pants.
Oh, you just freshly pooped them, huh?
Oh, yeah.
For what reason?
That's terrible.
I'm sitting in it right now.
Yeah, it's great, guys.
Why are you calling us?
I don't know. Just go take care of that, you dirty bastard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
No time to talk to us, really.
You Eric.
Pressing matters.
Yeah. Hi, how you doing?
Good. We're okay.
I had the store. It's for this lady that started working for us a couple months ago. She was driver. I work for a small trucking company in downtown Detroit, and she said that she had a little issue when she first started her day.
Mm-hmm.
And as the guy that was training her said he started smelling something funny,
yeah.
And he looked over to her, and she just said she pooped her pants.
Yeah. Pooped right
in them. She was training to drive a truck, and it was pretty nasty.
Yeah, no, that ain't good. You don't want to do it.
Her dreams were crushed that day.
Yeah.
Female truck driver dreams.
Not made for
turns
the roads.
Out, yeah, turns out she is made for the roads. As we just discovered.
You're one of us. You pooped your pants.
Yeah, Dave and Chuck, yeah. Pooped them right now.
We have one cop. This will be our last call here. Voice-changing technology, anonymous police officer. So we're wondering, as a police officer, if you pull someone over and they've just pooped themselves, what do you do? Go ahead.
It's a personal reference for me, but for me, when I actually called out a pursuit once, because this guy wouldn't stop, he finally eventually stopped in his driveway, and he started getting out of the car, so I pulled my gun out on him,
because
I didn't know what was going on.
Yep.
And I told him to put his hands up, get back in the car, and he just kept walking towards the house. He was probably a good 80 years old. And he's like, what am I supposed to do? Just poop my pants? And he just kept walking, and every step he took, he had the walking farts. And I was just like, okay, that's the
day. Oh, that's it. You just let him go.
You better hope you kill me, otherwise you're going to have a real mess on your hands. You understand?
Freeze! Hands above your head!
You hear every step I'm taking?
Yeah.
Shoot me!
Go ahead!
Do it!
Because I ain't stopping for nothing.
You, I'm protecting you right now from what I'm holding back.
Stay back! If you know what's good for you, not in a violent way.
Ah, that poor old man.
Yeah.
But it looks like that he lucky day, though. It sounds like he, we don't know if he made it or not without pooping, but the cop let him go.
Luckily, the cop heard his farts.
The walking
yeah,
farts.
Yeah, the walking farts is tough.
Well, that's, and that's a sure sign that danger's
troubles.
Ahead.
Oh,
troubles
yeah,
right danger's the, ahead.
Yeah, I've had some stare time that's happened. With each step, you're like, uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, here's a question for you right now on Dave and Chuck the Freak. What is the lamest crime you got busted for? The lamest crime you got busted for? Because two stories are making news, and they're pretty lame. We'll tell you what they are in a moment. But for you, we want to know the lamest crime you were busted for. And the number, which is toll-free, is 1-855-954-6969. 1-855-954-6969. You can text us at 46969. And email is email at daveandchuckthefreak.com. So two stories making headlines. A former postal worker from Massachusetts busted. They found out he ended up stealing about $82,000 worth of stamps.
Mm-hmm.
And then would sell them online at a slightly discounted rate, which we think is one of the most ridiculous things ever.
But then I went on eBay and a million people are doing this, so...
Yeah. I think it would be one of the lamest.
It is totally.
Oh, yeah.
It's just completely
lame. Well, which we said, if you go to jail for stamp stealing.
Right.
Like, you are dead in jail.
Absolutely.
Like, you are. You are someone's.
You'll be licking your way through first-class b-holes.
Yep.
58-year-old guy David Force pleaded guilty in federal court to three counts of mail fraud. They say the thefts began 6 years ago, and then finally they caught on after realizing they kept losing stamps. He was a processing clerk at a plant in Massachusetts, and they caught him on camera taking packages of stamps that were actually meant for retail sale. And then they went online and bought stamps below face value from him on eBay.
Mm.
So luckily for him, he is not going to serve prison time. 2 years of probation, a period of home confinement, and then he's going to have to pay back all the money in stamps that he stole from the post office, which they say is well over $82,000.
That sucks.
It would suck to have to. He lost his job too, so like I don't know what kind of new job you're gonna get, but then you got to pay all that money back.
Yeah, I don't think you can bankruptcy out of something like that.
I don't think so.
They were like, you're paying the government back.
Yeah.
Talking about the lamest crime you were busted for, this guy said, "I was busted for drinking a Monster in the bathroom of a supermarket." Cops shaking their heads at me. Not arrested, but I had been banned from that store for life. Oh, so he took a Monster off the shelf and went into the bathroom to drink it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Couldn't he just say I was going to pay for it on my way out?
They might have got him through past the doors. Like if the bathroom's in the lobby, they might be able to consider that doorway into the lobby as passing the point of purchase.
Right.
To where they busted him.
Hmm. Lamest thing ever for my buddies was... When like three of my friends got arrested for stealing wood pallets because we were building a fort.
Okay.
We were building a fort. That's how lame we were.
Yeah.
And there were some pallets. And so they decided, well, we'll take those pallets. That'll make like a sweet floor of the fort. So they brought them all over. Woo, woo.
They got arrested?
Got arrested.
Wow.
Really?
Probation.
Pallet theft.
Pallet theft.
That's wild.
And it's crazy because like so many places are just like, hey, free pallets, take them. But I guess some people.
Oh, yeah, those are like, those are my pallets.
Yeah.
Weird arrest.
It was just a lame arrest.
Yeah, absolutely. This one, I was 18 years old with my girlfriend at a park that had a playscape. Well, the park closed at 10 p.m. We were there at 10:15 p.m. The cop wrote us both a $100 ticket for being at the park after it closed, gave us a misdemeanor and probation for a year. We were just swinging on the swings after the fireworks.
Yeah, that's that Pokemon screwed everybody with that.
Yeah.
You can't be in a park. Mm-mm. Like, it's like 10 o'clock or whatever the time is, and then old people are like on their phones and hunting kids.
I'm looking at them right now, officer. They're swinging. I see them. They're probably up to no good. Probably selling drugs. Probably having sex.
Methed up prostitutes.
Gay sex.
Gay methed up prostitutes having gay sex.
Get them.
Just an 18-year-old and his girlfriend swinging on this
one. Yeah, yeah.
Let's go to Stefan. Hey, Stefan, how are you?
What's up, guys?
We're hey, what's good. Going on? Lamest crime. Ripcord. Lamest crime you were busted for.
So back in high school, it was like 9th or 10th grade. One of my buddies was having a party at his house, so he said, and it turned out he was watching a house for someone, so he's like watching his friend's house. Anyway, so he said he's having this party, so like four of us dudes go over to his house, and, you know, we have a plan of like having a bunch of girls over and, you know, drinking for like the first time and all that stuff. And none of the girls show up, so it's just, you know, four dudes drinking in the basement by ourselves in high school. And, you know, a couple weeks go by and we get a call from a detective on my parents' house phone saying, you know, you got to come in, come down to the station. Your son's being charged with home invasion. And pretty lame.
So you were busted for home invasion because the guy who threw the party was just house sitting.
Right. And the people, you know, they pressed charges saying that stuff was broken. And we really didn't do anything. I mean, we kind of literally hung out in the basement and did nothing. And then we got in a bunch of trouble. I mean, I was young, so nothing's on my record.
Well, that's good, because home invasion is no joke.
Yeah, no.
That sticks with you.
Absolutely, it does.
Well, what's crazy about that is, like, so your buddy's, like, watching a place. He's like, hey, come on over.
Yeah.
You think, okay, well.
The people he was house-sitting for must just be total dicks.
Yeah. Or they broke a lot of stuff. Drank all their booze.
Someone in New Hampshire said, I got a speeding ticket ripping through a school zone on my bicycle.
Come on now.
Pull over!
How fast were you going on that bike?
That's super impressive, because back in the day, we used to have people speed through our neighborhood, so the cops put up one of those like speedometer things.
Yeah. There's one of those right by me now.
Yeah, so we'd always try to ride our bikes as fast as we could to try to
just
see
to see
if we go past 25.
Man, that's awesome.
Yeah. We maxed out at like 17, so I don't know how we got fast enough to get a ticket in that kind of a zone. That's crazy.
You got to have one of those crazy biker helmets that are aerodynamic and
going downhill
like a speed skier.
Yeah.
That's I've never heard of that before.
Must have had a killer.
Probably had his 12 speed or something, don't you think? We're going to go to 13 today, boys.
Well, 13 speed.
Devin, you're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. The lamest crime you were busted for.
Still ice cream. It wasn't even ice cream. You know the fruit popsicle ice cream that they have is like kind of healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
terrible.
Like the coconut one and stuff.
Awful. It's all fruit.
Yeah. My boss, he took inventory and he thought it was an actual person in the store like stealing. And we had like a cop security. I didn't know that he was posted in our store as like a secret shopper. And like I was just like walking around with the popsicle. He pulled me in the office the next day. He was like, well, you know I can press charges. I was like, you know it's like a $5 box. If you really press charges, I'm suing.
Oh, so you worked at the store that you...
Yeah, he was just eating popsicles from time to time.
Oh, that is nice.
And they did the inventory. They must have been like Supermarket Dave.
Right.
And they're like, let's see here. It's not balancing out. You know, there's a $5 box of popsicles missing. What in the Christ?
Supermarket Dave.
Supermarket Dave.
Just doing a thorough job.
Exactly.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. Supermarket Dave.
All right, Devin. Thanks, man.
I don't know if he was right in the fact that he could sue them for him stealing their stuff.
Yeah, I think he's misguided. He can just fire you.
Rich.
Yo.
Lamest crime you were busted for.
What's up, fellas? So, I was in middle school, right? And there's this kid in my school. Everyone used to just tease the hell out of this kid. Like, he was just the one to make fun of, so.
Rich, how high are you right now?
Oh, not even, dude. I just woke up, baby.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
All right.
But, so I made this Facebook page of him, right? And I guess that was the last straw, dude. Like, his mom, she wanted to be hung and, like, tried, you know?
Well, so, that's, I have no idea where he sent.
That's online harassment.
Yeah, like he basically, like that's a real big no-no now.
Yeah.
We're not asking the illegal crime you got busted for. Right. We're asking the lamest crime you got busted for. Something stupid, not actual crimes. This one, we got busted throwing tomatoes at cars. The second car we threw a tomato at. The second car turned out to be a cop car.
Oh, God, man. You
again,
gotta
I'm glad
know.
You got busted. You could cause an accident.
Oh, what rookies.
Tomatoes.
You know how many things I threw at cars?
Tomatoes are for eating.
That's a waste of tomatoes.
That's a waste of them.
Yeah, I still remember, like, because we would throw lots of things at cars. And then I remember when my car was hit, and I was like, touche, young gentleman.
Yes.
And I just,
quite angry.
You know, I just drove away and kind of laughed. I was like, well, I did have that coming.
Karma.
Yeah.
Another story that's making news, though, of a lame crime. A California Sheriff's Office says deputies conducting a traffic stop arrested a man who was transporting 800 pounds of stolen lemons. 800
lemons.
Pounds of stolen lemons. It was an Italian dude. Italians love their lemons.
Yeah.
Denizio Freros, a 70-year-old guy who took 800 pounds of freshly picked lemons. Apparently, just for his own personal use, he could not resist 800
I mean,
pounds of
gonna
fresh
go
lemons.
Bad, you know?
Yeah, like how? What's he gonna do with all? He's better start
juice
making
them?
Lemonade
yeah,
quick,
like juicing them lemon fast.
Limoncello, yeah.
Limoncello, yeah. That's what he's doing.
800 of them.
Yeah,
that's like an icy lemon thing.
Yeah, booze.
It's like a liqueur, like
oh.
An Italian lemon liqueur.
It's what Danny DeVito got bombed. On he was on TV bombed
on limoncellos.
It was limoncellos with the
Kelly and
oh yeah. I remember him being hammered and he's like
he was with George Clooney and George Clooney made him do limoncellos all night.
Oh, that's funny.
They will mess you up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they will. This one, I once got caught stealing a Pop Tart from Walmart. A Pop Tart.
You still can't steal like
no,
just because it's one of something.
Yeah,
but it's lame. It's lame. You're stealing
lame.
One yeah. Pop Tart.
It is lame.
I got arrested stealing lube and a dental dam.
I understand that. I mean, I would never want to buy
a dental dam.
A dental
either
dam.
One of those things, like as especially younger in my
well,
younger
you were
years.
So embarrassed buying condoms, I can't imagine you buying a dental dam.
No.
Gonna do some heavy stuff down there. Gonna need one like, of these dams.
Here's lube and condoms for me and my sex.
Yeah. Yep.
This one, I got busted with my best friend for lighting off firecrackers with a magnifying glass. Oh, that's like what Chuck and Eugene crime.
Oh, yeah, that happen. Really is.
Science.
It really is.
Just burning stuff.
What did you get busted for? I mean, little firecracker, unless they were bigger ones.
Well, firecrackers, you know, any kind of firework that you have is a big, it'll
illegal.
Draw people in.
Right.
You know?
Rich, good morning. Lamest crime you were busted for?
All right, so I was at the 99 last week with my daughter, and I went to the bathroom. I'm an insulin-dependent diabetic. Taking my insulin, go in there, take my insulin, come back out. 15 minutes later, the police are sitting there. The manager was in the bathroom with me, saw me taking my insulin, told them I was doing dope. They cuffed me in front of my daughter and just dragged me right out.
What about your dog? They just left her inside the restaurant?
Left her inside the restaurant.
How do you prove to them? Like, what did you have to do?
I had to call my doctors, got medical records, plus the insulin vials with my name prescribed to me on them. Kind of helped, but... That literally took 3 hours of me sitting in a station.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, dude.
My
what
God.
A crazy night.
And now I have DSS involved because they left my daughter at the 99.
Well, sure.
Yeah, his you daughter.
So now, just... now I'm screwed.
Oh, that's terrible.
Holy hell.
Yeah, that's terrible.
You're just a diabetic.
Dude, I feel like
stuff.
I feel like you got that's like where you might have a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Somebody didn't check stuff out properly.
It's so crazy because, I mean, I want to say, hey, like, just mind your business to the guy who called. But at the same time, I mean, I guess if you're in a restaurant and you think someone's in there doing hair, it's just usually they don't pick, like, Maybe that's not the place that they would do heroin in.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's something you may not know. It is illegal to spit outside a car window in New Hampshire.
Is it?
And this guy said a friend of mine got a ticket for doing just that. Spitting outside a window.
So when in New Hampshire, you got to swallow.
Yes, Andy, you fact. Do. You got to.
It is.
You
it's a known
to,
fact.
Or you'll
it's
get a ticket.
Law.
Yep.
Swallow.
This guy said, I got busted pooping under someone's deck while on the job. I do concrete work, and I had to go. Got fired right after that.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't want you to poop underneath something of mine.
Can you imagine you come out on your deck, you're like, what is that smell?
And then you look down.
Did you entomb that poop?
And there's someone under your deck pooping.
I just wonder, as the pooper, though, what do you do? Like, if somebody catches you mid-deuce.
Ooh, you like, don't stop.
You have to finish up like that.
But when they catch you, a bunch
give me about
of
2 minutes, officer. I'll be done in just about 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's quicker when you get caught. Everything.
Oh yeah, maybe.
You know. I feel like I'm still going. Sorry, officer. It's going to be a minute or two. You want to clean the back of your cop car out with a shovel? You better let me do it.
Zach is with us next to talk about the lamest crime he got busted for, apparently involving his ass. Hey, Zach, how are you?
Woo woo.
So what's going on, dude?
What's going on, guys?
We're good.
So, yeah, I was getting ready for PT in the morning. I saw one of my buddies, you know, just a couple of dumb privates. Well, I was a PFC at the time, and I went to go moon my friend, and second lieutenant came around the corner, happened to be a female, and she happened to see my full white butt right then and there, and it cost me half my rank and 45 days of extra participant duties and checking in on the weekends.
They took away your private first class?
Yep.
No,
right
sucks.
Back down the PS, the private. It was pretty embarrassing. I got nothing but a hell of a time for it.
Well, right.
Yeah,
I mean,
man.
Just one
that's how you get
joke.
Your nickname.
One
that's how, joke. You know, because then you're like full moon for the rest of your life. You know
right.
what I mean?
Private
like,
full
private,
moon.
Private moon.
Welcome, Private Brett Whiteass!
That's how that happens.
Kia, I understand you were busted for a lame crime, too. What was it?
I was actually pulled over for an out headlight, and then the cop came back, put me in handcuffs, and I come to find out it was stolen government property. I went to the precinct, and it was actually a late library book from 7 years ago, and I have the paperwork to prove it.
Wait a second. You ended
arrested.
Up in jail because of a late library book?
Yep. I had to pay $232.32 for my bail. I went into court for it. The court was laughing at me. I was scared because this was the very first time I ever went to jail. And it was for a late library book, and I was so mad.
I can't even imagine going
that
to jail
was possible.
For that.
Me neither. How long were you in jail?
Crazy.
I was in jail for almost 2 days until I made my bail.
What? How could you not get
yeah.
the money?
Dude.
How much did you owe
well,
in the library?
I was a stay-at-home mom at the time, and so it was up to my husband at the time to come make my bail. And he had just gotten off work, so he had to wait for his check to go into our bank account.
Oh,
so
my God.
So I had to wait for him to come get me. Yeah. And it was in Wayne County. It was the city of Wayne. They're the ones who arrested me for the late library book. It was late by 7 years.
Yeah. I can't believe you spent 2 days in jail over a late library book. That's insane to me. That'd be like
the library put a warrant out on her, basically.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
Jesus.
Must have been a great book.
Take a look.
They say it's a late library book equals larceny. She stole the book.
That's why I don't read right there.
Oh, come on. You're ridiculous.
I am not going to jail.
Buy your books.
Yeah.
They're mine.
I'm Andy Green for not reading.
I don't probably heard a lot of people tell you that reading is fundamental. Mm. I'll tell you this. You'll go right to goddamn jail if you don't watch yourself.
Like behind bars.
Lamest crime I was busted for?
I can't read at all.
Got caught smoking cigarettes 3 weeks before my 18th birthday by the school DARE officer.
Oh.
Is the DARE officer like a real officer or is it just like a student?
No, it's a real dude. No, it's a real dude.
Okay.
They're the DARE guy. Like, Rowan just went through all that DARE stuff.
I know they do, but I didn't know they actually had some in
it's
schools.
It's like the ultimate in, like, right before kids start doing tons of drugs.
It's like usually fifth, sixth grade is when they come through. And there's usually, like, one officer for a bunch of schools. They just come in certain, like, days of the week to just talk about not doing drugs.
And it's crazy because I went to this big DARE concert. Like, they do, like, a big DARE concert
oh, yeah,
and sing some songs and
yeah,
stuff.
We are the world, we sang.
And, like, they sang
like something I think very close to. I think it was another Michael Jackson song, honestly.
We are the children.
And I'm watching all these kids go by, and I'm just like, there's so many druggies that are going to be in this class that are in this right now. I couldn't help myself. I was just like, most of these people are going to smoke weed for sure, 100%.
Right.
I thought for sure they had stopped that program, but apparently it's still going, huh?
Oh, no.
No, still my going. Kids had it.
Yeah, there's a bunch of studies that say that it's goes the other way. Typically, it's
well, I'm extremely frightened.
It educates more people on drugs than it prevents them from doing them.
Oh.
A few more quick calls here. The question is, what's the lamest crime you've been busted for? Kevin, I can't believe this is true. Kevin's story's crazy. Kevin, the lamest crime you were busted for.
Ripcord.
Ripcord.
Yeah, so I got a ticket in Toronto back in like 08 for paying an expired parking meter. We were walking down the street and we saw that it was expired and there was a car parked there. So my daughter wanted to put money in it for the person, so I put money in it, and we got a ticket.
You're not allowed. You're not allowed to
do
this, guys.
That's so crazy. But in Canada, of all places, how's she going?
What the hell? We gotta make our money, eh?
No, I don't think you're allowed to do this.
No, this happened on Jackass. Like, Jackass sent Danger Aaron out dressed up as a fairy, and he was like the meter fairy.
Yeah.
So he's going ahead of like the meter reader woman, and he's putting quarters in the meters that were expired, and they're getting pissed at him.
Yeah.
But here, it's not a crime.
I don't know. I thought it was a crime.
I think it's a crime here. Because that dude did do that on Jackass. He was right ahead of the meter maid.
After you put the quarter in, he'd tap it with his magic wand and go, bless you.
Yeah,
and then move on to the next one.
Yeah. Oh, they were furious, too.
Oh, they were so mad. It was awesome.
Well, because they were going to make who knows how much money.
Yeah, because the ticket's probably, what, 50, 60 bucks? So that's that much money the city lost out on.
Now here's some of those videos.
Yeah, probably swearing.
Told
like,
it's illegal to pay for someone else's meter. Outrageous.
Can't you just be like, that's mine? How do they know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, how do they know?
Right. I mean, the like only this. Thing is, if you say at a meter that it's, say, it's only 2 hours, and maybe they were paying past the 2 hours.
Yeah, but you don't know. I might have only been there for one hour.
I don't know, but I'm trying to figure out how that could be illegal. That's ridiculous if it is.
It is. It's a
I'm
money
I'm just
it's
trying to
grab.
Pay it forward or be nice, and yet I'm going to. Mm. Yep. And they got in trouble for it. Come on now. Ridiculous. This could have been one of you guys, too. I got arrested for making Bigfoot calls.
Oh, I thought you were like, hi,
hey, Bigfoot?
This is totally
you're
Bigfoot.
You're on the phone calling him? That's what I thought, too.
Hi.
Guess who this is?
Who is this? I don't recognize this number.
No, you don't recognize me?
No.
It's Bigfoot.
Are you serious?
I exist.
Everyone's looking for him.
Listen, I'm going to call the police if you keep calling me Bigfoot.
Gotta go.
Oh, man. All right, police.
Oh, wait. I think the phone's ringing again.
Oh, hello?
Hey.
Who is this?
I think you know.
It better not be.
It is Bigfoot.
Damn it. There will be hell to pay.
You'll never find me. That's the thing.
Giant ape man.
I took a guy's cell phone.
Oh.
I cracked him in half.
Oh, Jesus.
And I took a cell phone and I went up to the mountain.
I'm calling all the authorities.
Gotta go.
Don't you do this to me. We're tracing the call right now.
Call Matt Moneymaker.
Oh,
he's gone. You lost him again.
He's gone.
That's too bad.
Comes up on the caller ID as Bigfoot.
I'm putting you in as Bigfoot this time and see. Oh, Jesus. Who is this? Phone's ringing off the hook. I don't know this number. It says private. Hello?
Hey.
Hello. This is Andy. Who's this?
Oh, you know. Some guy you know.
A guy I know? Like somebody like I went to high school with? Or?
Yeah, you know me for a real, real long time.
Wait a minute. Is this...
Bigfoot.
That's it! I'm telling on you so hard, man.
Go ahead.
We're going to triangulate the call right now, Bigfoot.
Try it.
I can't believe you star 6-7 me.
I did. There's no way to break it.
You're a tricky, tricky bastard.
Yeah, that's why no one's found me yet.
Mm.
No one will.
Justice will. Mark my words.
Trust me. I'm out of the laws.
Oh, man.
I'm Bigfoot.
God damn it.
I gotta go. I hear something. I gotta go.
Damn you, Bigfoot!
But Bigfoot does like the cheesy phone calls like, hey, is your refrigerator running?
Yeah.
Better go catch it.
I was trying to think of something like that and I just couldn't.
Bigfoot making prank calls.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.